After the stock market's wild ride last month, investors are wondering what November will bring, especially if Democrats take the House, as some predict. President Trump tweeted this week, "If you want your stocks to go down, vote Democrat." Well, some analysts are taking exception to that. Claire Sebastian is a business correspondent at CNN. Claire, welcome.
Hi, Robin.
And what these economists are pointing out is, first of all, if Democrats do take the House, they've got a long way to go to impact policy, right?
Yeah, I think on the face of it, certainly according to many of the experts that we've been speaking to, the most likely outcome is gridlock. It's legislative stalemate. But there are some ways, interesting ways, in which Democrats could make some pretty big waves if they do gain control of the House. And one of the big ones is oversight. We expect that as soon as the Democrats take over, they're going to take the chairmanships of the various committees, and they're going to start investigating the president and the administration and all kinds of things, everything from his family's finances, how they might have profited during his administration, to demanding his tax returns, to even starting impeachment proceedings, although, of course, that probably wouldn't make it through a Republican Senate.
No.
But so that could, you know, lead to embarrassment for the president. It might not necessarily change policy, but in terms of the market, certainly that could spark some volatility.
Yeah, any destabilization in government could bring jitters. But the concern seems to be that the Democrats might get in and overturn the president's tax cut. That's at least what he is saying. But if they just have the House, they can't get past the Senate or the president's veto. But what about the idea that the president is talking about they would be a problem, or Democrats themselves might be talking about reversing or trying to reverse the tax cuts, even though they probably can't? What about just the talk of these things?
Well, you're exactly right. The likelihood they would actually be able to do something is pretty slim. They would need to pass legislation. If it even made it to the president's desk, he's, of course, still the president. He still has the veto pen. But you're right. The perspective of the market is that even talk of repealing it could be destabilizing. Don't forget, for the first year that he was in office, the markets shot up just on the prospect of the tax cut. So, you know, talk is very powerful when it comes to the market. And especially in this climate that we see the markets, where there are signs of the expansion that we've seen over the last 10 years, slowing due to higher interest rates. There are worries about corporate earnings peaking. I think this could have even more of an impact. And don't forget, of course, the Democrats could, while they probably won't be able to kill off the existing tax cuts, they could stall new tax cuts from going through Congress, which was also potentially destabilizing.
But we're already seeing, by the way, those tax cuts that were imposed losing their effect. So that was already happening. But, you know, a positive that might happen is that there, you say gridlock, but there is a chance that Democrats in the House could maybe partner with Senate Republicans to repeal the president's tariffs. I mean, how, or at least some of them, how would the markets look at that?
Well, certainly the markets would see that as a positive. I think there's been a lot of destabilization over the trade war, which has certainly over the past couple of months showed no real sign of improving. I think it would be difficult for them to overturn the tariffs. Don't forget, Trump has done this without Congress. He has passed the tariffs on China through executive action, and it would take a big majority in both houses to overturn that. But when we're talking about trade, the other really big deal when it comes to trade is the new NAFTA deal, the USMCA, which needs to pass through Congress in order to become law, and that probably won't happen until the new Congress takes over next year. I think that will be a big test, if the Democrats take the House, of how this relationship with the president will go.
Okay. But this is, again, all speculation because we have not even voted yet. And that is next week, so we'll see what happens. Claire Sebastian, business correspondent at CNN. Thank you.
Thank you.